Face the Music, a pre-ELO song-by-song podcast, is sponsored by fine people like Alex Hernandez.
This is Face the Music, a pre-ELO song-by-song podcast. Reminds me of you, the idol race.
I'm gonna meet that's better than her. No one's better than her. I loved her.
Hi, I'm Eric Winsenson.
I'm Eric Paul Johnson.
And we are flipping the record over. Last week it was Come With Me. So we're gonna flip it over and check out Reminds Me of You. Then we're gonna flip it back over. Play Come With Me again.
Yeah.
And then we're just going to leave it that way.
Yeah. I mean, I can kind of relate to the song in a way. I also have something dead stuffed in a jar. It's my grandmother. She's in a little tiny urn. The rest of her was scattered in New Hampshire.
Okay, back to the song.
Back to the story.
Come With Me, I was praising up and down for actually sounding like an early ELO song and sounding like, here's Jeff Lynne with his production and everything here. Well, okay. I've always been told when criticizing to say nice things first. Jeff Lynne produced it. There's a little tasty guitar part in there. Some of the production isn't bad. But the problem is, I don't know if they did this in their studio they recorded Come With Me in. I think what they did is they went down the road to a cheap motel. One of those ones where that has the magic fingers on the bed. They sat Dave Pritchard on the bed, put in a shilling or whatever they would put in England for the magic fingers, and then recorded his vocals. What the? Was this his choice? Is he trying to sound folksy and went, oh, folksy, we just do tremolo the entire time through the song?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, Follow Me, Follow. That's mainly Pritchard singing.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't do that on that song.
No, he did not.
This is a decision.
Yeah.
This is either his decision or Jeff's decision. Whoever made the decision, they were wrong.
Yeah.
The entire freaking song. I mean, the words aren't bad. Music's kind of... I think a lot of times where you say that something is trudging along, mm-hmm. I think it's just because of your usual lack of attention span. Here, God, this just goes on and on and on and doesn't do anything. If they're trying to be emotion behind it, all the emotion's gone from the voice because he's so busy going, it's a dank, dreary song that instead of putting forth this, oh, here's something for all the dead friends of mine that remind me, here's a reminder, and I remember you, and you're my memories, etc., etc., it's, is this going to be over? Is this song going to be over? That was the other good thing. Okay, another good thing I can say about it is it ends.
Yeah, it does. I blame you for this. I thought we were going into a different song this week, And I liked that one. I was geared up for that song. And they said, well, wait, isn't Reminds Me of You the B-side? And so, okay, I mean, change up the schedule. Okay, I'll listen to this song. I mean, Come With Me was great, and I like the alternate version of Days of Broken Arrows. So, okay, and I like this song here. We're going to do this one. And then I hear this, and it's like, oh, Jesus Christ.
And it's on the album, too.
It is on the album.
Yeah.
I know we've been trying to get Dave Pritchard to call us, and I don't know if that's going to happen after this song. But, you know, who knows? Maybe he, after 50 years later, would hear this song and think, oh, my God, what the heck was that? Why did I do that? So maybe he's embarrassed by it, too.
Yeah.
I hate this song. I hate this song a lot. I don't ever want to have to hear it again after finishing this episode. I hate it. First of all, I hate it when people say Vaz.
Well, he's English. He's got a reason to. It's not pretentious.
Look, they say a lot of things wrong in England. They're chips, not crisps. They're French fries, not chips. And you never put a spotted dick in your mouth. That's how you get herpes simplex 24. It's vase. It is vase. It has always bothered me when people say Vaz. Makes them sound like snooty, pretentious people trying to be more than they are. Oh, have you seen my vase? Oh, I keep the ashes of my enemies in my vase. It's vase. I don't care if you're from England. It's vase. The dictionaries say vase. The dictionary sites say vase.
Vase.
Say vase. The other thing on my long list is there are a couple of people he reminds me of. In the song, he reminds me of Stephen Bishop's short but memorable scene in Animal House.
I gave my love a cherry that had no stone.
He's that arty art guy playing that folk music to try and get the women to just, ah. And if I had been in the recording studio, I would have come out of the production booth and I would have Belushi'd his guitar.
Sorry.
Reminds me of that, which is funny in Animal House, but this isn't supposed to be funny. This is supposed to be serious. Another thing is the way he sings it. It reminds me of that Stooky song that just I despise. It's that wedding song that gets played at so many weddings.
Union of your spirits here has caused him to remain for whenever to gathered in his name, there is love.
I hate that song. It is beyond Hallmark saccharine crap. I cannot stand that Stooky song. And the way he sings it reminds me of that. And it is so super serious, and I hate super serious. I can't be with super serious. I mean, there's plenty of serious songs that I like, but they're serious in ways that just don't make me want to laugh at the over-seriousness of it. The lyrics, standard issue, broken-hearted lyrics, I don't have too much of a problem with that. It's the delivery. It's the boring, boring music. And it's the way he sings it. There's a fine line between sad and maudlin. Roy Orbison did sad right. Hearing Roy sings his songs, it makes me think, man, I'm sorry, I feel for you, bro. Let's go to Dairy Queen and get a strawberry cheesequake blizzard, and you can pour your heart out to me, and we'll get it out of your system. Here, I'm going to say the subject of the song and not pin this on Dave Pritchard singing from his heart. It makes me want to tell the guy, go meet up with the girl. Go meet up at a restaurant and talk it out. Have one of your friends stage a car accident so she runs to go help. You rifle through her purse, find where she stashed your balls, put them back on, and be a man again. I'm fine with men being sad, but at some point, it's just like, come on, man. Put your nuts back on and get on with your life. I hate this song so much.
Now, I agree with you about the seriousness part because, say in a concert, you just did one of your more lively songs, and then all of a sudden you just start the solo guitar and the rest of the band comes in, And you do a serious one that's really emotional and everything, and it gets the audience tearing up a bit and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, say you do the exact same thing and you go, okay, everybody, here's our serious song. At that point, I'm expecting a Weird Al parody.
Yeah.
Because I'm expecting, okay, if you're going to introduce it that way,
mm-hmm.
I'm expecting this thing to be hilarious.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, because of the way the vocals are done and the serious tone of it,
mm-hmm.
and the, okay, we're going to do a folk song about heartbreak and death and et cetera, et cetera. That's kind of like it's telegraphed from the very beginning. Here's what this is about. And then it's the way it's done. It's, is this for real? Is this really happening?
Yeah, when you get the part about the cobras in your underwear drawer and the shoving your face on the hot grill, because I'm waiting for the joke here. I don't know. I got too much Weird Al in me to hear a song like this.
Yeah, jumping into a swimming pool filled with double-edged razor blades.
Yeah.
I burnt down the malt shop where we used to go because it reminds me of you. When you start getting to that point where you're really delivering it that earnestly, I'm expecting something like that.
Yeah. Now I'm back to being skittish about this album when we get to it.
I want to hear the song that we were going to listen to.
I do too.
I'm sorry I had to correct you and everything here. This was next, but at least now the Band-Aid's ripped off and it's out of the way. Maybe the rest.
No, better you tell me than to have everybody listening to the podcast flood me with replies. No, the B-side was Reminds Me of You. All right, we got through it.
Yes, we did.
Next week is The Move, and it's a song that I don't know, but I can't see The Move doing something as dreadfully dreary and dull and make me want to smack him in the face saying, oh, knock it off.
They did the live album.
We did the live album. Yeah, we got that out of the way.
They did that live album.
Yeah, but at least it wasn't boring.
No, that's
so there's
true.
That.
That was not boring.
It was a catastrophic dumpster fire, and I really can't see catastrophic dumpster fires being boring. So this is worse because it's boring.
That was the biggest push song I've ever heard.
Got something to say about Reminds Me of You? Then call the telephone line voicemail.
623-850-3375. Call now.
Hi, I am Eric Winsenson.
And Eric has his own podcast. You know that big album an act had? Either the huge seller that broke them to a wider audience, or a world-famous act that became even worlder-famouser after the release of a massive-selling album. This podcast isn't about them. What came next, ... is about the records that came after the multi-bajillion seller. Each episode is packed with facts about the bands and their records from noted musicologist Eric Winsenson.
Hi, I am Eric Winsenson.
So do a quick Google search and listen to What Came Next, ... with Eric Winsenson.
Face the Music, a pre-ELO song-by-song podcast, is a production of Radio Trolla Entertainment, Assorted Deli Meats Amalgamated. You can contact us by voicemail at 623-850-3375 or email us at eloftmpodcast@gmail.com and we'll read and reply to it on the show. Keep up to date by joining our Facebook group and spread the word by sharing the link or giving us a quick rating on iTunes. Subscribe to our YouTube page, the Electric Light Orchestra Podcast Channel, to hear other goodies. You can financially support the podcast at patreon.com/elopod or PayPal using the podcast's email address, or send a check or money order to P.O. Box 1932, Superior, Arizona 85173. Next week, Curly.
Dour lyrics,
mm-hmm.
but
you just keep
okay.
going.
I was about to say, time to get baseball bat. Anyway,
mm-hmm. yes.
Anyway,
I got a loud ass car. some.